Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day, and today we're walking through the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verses 33 through 37 in the New American Standard Translation. It says this, "Again, you have heard that the ancients were told, 'You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.' But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your statements be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that is our prayer today. We want our yes to be yes and our no to be no. We want to mean it. But so many times we're so insecure about disappointing other people that we'll say yes when we mean no, or we'll say no when we want to say yes. And so Lord, give us discernment today, this week, this month, when we are being wavery. We're saying one thing and meaning another, or we're saying way too many yeses because we're thinking that we have to say all those yeses, and we're burning ourselves out. So Lord, show us those places right now and those obligations that we have that we need to say no to, so that we can have a holy rhythm back in our life, and we can have Sabbath back in our life, and we can have connection with our family back in our life. And some of us just need to say no to our phones. We need to say, no, I'm not going to spend time on that. I'm going to spend time with humans. So, Lord, we're thankful that you gave us that example, Jesus, when you walked the earth, that your yes was yes and your no was no. And you didn't always say yes to folks. And I think that shows your strength of character. You sought the Heavenly Father, and you received from him, and then you did what he asked you to do. And some people listening today know the right thing that they need to do. They know they need to say no, or they know they need to say yes to something, but they're afraid. So I pray for guts and tenacity and the ability to disappoint somebody else, because when we say yes or when we say no, we are probably going to hurt someone's feelings. We're probably going to step on somebody's toes. And Lord, nobody likes to do that. But yet, if we're called to obey you by saying yes or by saying no, you will pick up the pieces of that, and that you are bigger than that, and that our reputation is not hinged on how many yeses we say, but on our obedience to you. And that's really what matters more than anything else. We do not need to be pulled along by everybody else's expectations and demands. We need to be pulled along by the power of the Holy Spirit, living with that newness of life and that joyful obedience that comes. And in those places, then we do not burn out because we're listening to your still small voice. I pray for the person who's battling burnout right now, who has said 70,000 yeses and only 4 no's. I pray that you would give him or her the ability to finally just write N-O on a commitment, and give them the health of being able to know that they are not the sum of their tasks. They're not the sum of their to-do list. They're not the sum of someone else's expectations for them, and that they actually can say no and the world won't implode. I remember a particular time where I was in a relationship where only my yes was loved and my no was not loved. And whenever I gave a no, I was rejected. And finally, I had a decision to make, and I felt like God was saying, say no. And I was so afraid, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to say no and they're going to hate me or they're going to reject me. And it was a kind of a big no too. It was one that was going to make them really mad. But I knew that the Lord said, you need to say no to this opportunity. I said no. Every fear that I had came true. They rejected me. They hurt me. They said terrible things to me. But I had such freedom in the aftermath of it all. I finally felt like I put on my big girl pants and grew up. And in my 20s, I finally grew up and I was able to say that hard no. And I experienced all the backlash that I expected, but I was still standing. And some of you today listening need to, you need to say your no or say your yes, and the bad things will happen, but you'll find yourself still standing because you stand on the presence of Christ. You stand on the rock of Christ. He will not let you down. He will be with you when you say yes. He will be with you when you say no. And he longs to see you really be who you are. And sometimes that means disappointing other people. So Jesus, help us to say yes or to say no according to your will, and help the pieces to fall as they may, and help us to trust you as we do that. I pray all of this in your perfect name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful you're here. I'm humbled that you listen every single crazy day of your life. What a cool thing. I'm grateful that I am that my voice is traveling all over the world, and it's in cars and it's in houses and it's all sorts of places. So thank you for listening. And when you get to that place where you're stressed out about a yes or a no, just go to Jesus. Let him know your worries, because he loves to take those and hold them to himself and to carry them for you. You're not meant to carry your burdens alone. Let Jesus do that today.